talk a little football this morning. Coming up at 8:40, Scott Petrek of the Chronicle-Telegram joins us to talk Cleveland Browns football. And a team that has very similar colors, the Cleveland Fusion, which opens up their season on Saturday, this coming Saturday, April 2nd, against the Indy Crash. It'll take place at Maple Heights High School. What are we talking about here? Well, this is the Cleveland-based women's professional football team, and we've got two members of the team joining us this morning. We have with us Elizabeth Dillo and also Valerie Riley. Thanks for both of you for coming in. Let me get you right up to the line here, to the microphone. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
this. Thanks for having
us. And a tight end and an offensive defensive line person? Woman?
That's right.
That's right. And tell me a little bit about the Cleveland Fusion as well. This is, you're celebrating, it's your 15th anniversary.
That's correct.
For this. So this is obviously something that's been going on quite a long time. How long have you been participating in this?
Forever. I'm a permanent fixture on the Fusion. This will be my 14th season.
Wow. So kind of right there from the beginning through a lot of its different transitions through the through the years. Tell me a little bit about this, the league that you're in. How do you... Can kind of maybe Valerie, if you want to give a little bit how it works, who where are these teams located, that type of a thing?
Basically, we play for the Women's Football Alliance, WFA. It's based all over the United States. Teams are West Coast, East Coast. Powerhouses are in like Boston, D.C., Chicago, San Diego in years past,
Cleveland.
Dallas, Cleveland, of course. So really all over the U.S. They try and keep the regular season schedule pretty local, so we kind of stay to the Northeast. But once you get into playoffs, you can pretty much anywhere, you know, travel gets hours to days.
Okay. So. I was doing some research and it looked like there was like 62 teams. Is that possible or something like that?
Yeah, and that fluctuates each year. You know, unfortunately, you know, 15 seasons is one of the higher end. So teams kind of come and go as we try and build the league up a little bit. But you know, anywhere between 40, 50, 60, and then, you know.
I was thinking I saw something, 44 teams in the league this year, possibly.
It was like anything, there's always finances, budgets, and participation.
Absolutely.
And doing a lot of the different things. So you kind of have a lot of it sort of on you, I suppose, on making it work.
All of
the
it.
Teams, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it all is.
When do you begin the practice for this? You're getting a season now, so when have you been?
We started mid-January practicing. We practice indoors January, February to like mid-March, and then this year we were able to go outside, and then we'll practice March through beginning of the season.
Okay. For someone who's never seen women's professional football, what, how can you describe it? What do you tell them? What's the excitement about it?
I mean, it's
hard-hitting.
Right, yeah. It's just like men's football, you know, NFL, college football, but it's women.
Had either one of you played organized football prior to this?
I had not.
Nope.
So what, you know, what is it that, what's the flashpoint there that you sit, you decide, hey, I want to do this?
It's anger management for me. I mean, honestly, you know, you get to go out, you get to play an aggressive sport. It's a lot of fun. It's very competitive. It's coming together with a lot of like-minded women here locally, as well as, you know, across the country. You meet women that, you know, love the sport too. And all of that, I think just the team and the camaraderie and the friendships and family that come along with it.
Yeah, and I think too, you don't think about it kind of growing up that you want to grow up and play football, but once you find out about it. So until I knew about it, I've been playing for 4 years now. Until I knew about it, I didn't realize I wanted to play. Once I found out about it, it was a no-brainer. So,
well, if you're involved in something this athletic, there must be some athleticism in your background. So what other sports have you been involved with that kind of led you to this?
I mean, I just did high school sports, fast pitch softball, and then I did track and field. But that was it for me.
And I played basketball all through high school, college, all the way through. So
okay. But this is sort of a different type of a thing. It's a, all those sports, individuals or smaller teams, mm-hmm. you know, where you can make kind of, this has, you have to have a, it's a big machine that works, right?
Very.
As part of being on the line, you realize the influence you have on the other players and how things have to work. And
Absolutely. O-line is one of probably the most underrated positions on the football field, if you ask me as an offensive lineman. If your left side and right side, if you're not all on the same page, you're not going to be successful. So coming together, working as a team, building those relationships, gelling with your teammates that are beside you, developing that trust that, hey, they're not going to let this 300-pound girl in in that gap. You know, those are the things that we work towards in practice. Those are the things that we build. And, you know, just kind of comes along with the relationships, too.
You're just two of how many people on your team?
We have about a 40-woman roster, I guess
yeah.
you could say.
Who are some of the stars of your team, besides the two of you? Who are some of those that are kind of one of those, the people that really kind of help drive the team? I mean, obviously it's a team sport, but
With anything,
you know, you have quarterback, receivers, running back, people who score, that type of a thing.
We definitely have some headliners on our teams. We have some very athletic women. I would say Veronica Rucker, middle linebacker, arguably one of the hardest hitters in the WFA. Don't come across the middle because she will take your head off, for sure.
And then we had actually two league award winners last year. We had a rookie running back who took, not just within our own team, but within the league, took rookie of the year. And then we had our wide receiver, who's been an All-American since she's been on the team. She won a league award last year for Offensive Player of the Year.
And how about your head coach? What do we know about that person?
Eric Keister. Eric Keister gives a lot to this team. He has stuck with the team when the team kind of was at its lowest. You know, like Valerie mentioned, the highs and lows of going through 15 seasons financially, when you're trying to pull this all together, it's something that's not easy to do. And Eric Keister, he's definitely been an integral part in keeping the team going. And he cares about the individuals on this team, on an individual basis. Everybody's got their own story. Everybody's got their own lives. Everybody's got their own struggles. And he's definitely, kind of the nurturer of that.
And he's been around for a while, too, because I think years ago he was actually one of the assistant coaches with this organization.
Yep.
And then ended up taking over as head coach probably
five
years ago,
six?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking with members of the Cleveland Fusion in Northeast Ohio, a football mecca. People love football here, no matter what kind they may be seeing. And again, you guys are playing this coming Saturday, April 2nd, against the Indy Crash. How do you like that for a team? In fact, and that's at Maple Heights High School. Kickoff at 7:00. Tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for students and seniors, and you can purchase them at clevelandfusion.com/tickets. I'm looking at all some of these different names. It's kind of fun to see some of these names that are out here. Boston Renegades, the Richmond Black Widows, Pittsburgh Passion, the Flint City Riveters, and even down in Columbus, they've got a team down there, the Columbus Comets as well. How many games in a season do you guys play?
8 regular season. And then playoffs from there. What is there, 3 rounds playoffs?
3 rounds and then championship.
And then the championship.
Now, how do you mix this with your regular life?
It's a juggling
Jobs
act.
Jobs and other things. And
Jobs,
and family.
Families, kids.
Yeah, that type of a thing.
It's difficult. It definitely is. It's balance. But this is a huge commitment. You can't be involved in something like this and not be all the way in. You know, you have to give this everything that you've got. And, you do it for the love of the game.
Who is eligible to be a member of the Fusion?
17 and older.
Yep.
So you have a low upper limit, however long somebody wants to play?
No.
If you can hack it, you can play.
Right.
So, absolutely.
Yep.
Wow. This is amazing. Seems like it's going to be a fun season for you. Do you have any thoughts about how your season's going to go? Have you had a chance? Or is this one of those things, once you get out there and really play, then you kind of see what you have?
I mean, obviously, until we take the field for the first time, we're going to see where our opportunities are to improve on. But I do feel strongly about the team this year, even with the schedule that we have and, playing some of the tougher teams in the league. We always get one or two of those games every year, and last year we fared better against those teams. And this year, going in with a bigger roster, a very experienced veteran crowd, I think that we're going to do pretty well.
Well, you're hoping for a nice crowd coming out this Saturday.
Absolutely.
Again, Maple Heights High School is where that's your home field then, I guess, right?
Yes.
For that. And we look forward to seeing how things progress. Again, you can find out more at clevelandfusion.com NFL.com. Our guests today have been Valerie Riley, tight end, and also Elizabeth Dillo, lineman for the Cleveland Fusion. We appreciate you coming in this morning.